Shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters. Shalom, shalom. Welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser. I am your host, V the Preacher, and you are tuned in to Consciousness Radio. Not consciousness just for the sake of consciousness, but consciousness for the sake of waking you up and telling you the truth. For those of you who've never tuned in before, this is a show that's unscripted, unbiased. We have no agenda, and we're not here to suck up to anybody, no media, no payoffs. We're here to slap you with the unadulterated truth because we understand that truth is a journey and not a destination. But the thing about Straight No Chaser is that it is here to cause a revolution in your thought process and your thinking. we want you to do. It's very, very rare that someone be willing to insult you, tell you about yourself before they're willing to patronize you and kiss up to you and tell you a lie just to get next to you. I don't know if I even agree with keeping your enemies close to you, because that is their desire to get close to you by not telling you the truth. But here at Straight No Chaser, we like to give it to you unadulterated and let you see that the entire world that you're living in is a lie. Most people are often offended when they find out and realize that their entire life has been a fallacy, a fable, and that they have to readjust, relearn, rethink the entire process, because most of us are lazy. And the fact of the matter is that if ignorance is bliss, as I always say, our people are living in heaven. Been destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But now we cannot say it's not within our reach or within our grasp, because knowledge is so available. It's within our reach. It's within our grasp. But you have to be willing to search it out, seek it out, study to show yourself approved, be diligent, turn pages. These are the things that we don't want to do. This is what we try and uncover here at the Social Change Action Network. It's a network that's designed to empower our people, the family, the mishpachah, our brothers and sisters. We don't just talk about consciousness from a standpoint of where we're holding up our fists and we're wearing naturals or we're wearing dreadlocks and saying, yeah, I'm pro-black. No, we're conscious because we're letting the entire world know and other nations know that we're analyzing their hidden agendas to suppress us as a people and to keep us from knowing who we are in this earth, because they don't want us to come into the realization that we have built every nation that is in this world, in this society, was built on the backs of our forefathers and the blood of our foreparents. And they don't want us to come into the knowledge of knowing who our God is, the Most High, Ahaya, and how powerful he is. And so every religious belief system within this matrix, society, corporations, have sought to enslave us, enslave our minds, and keep us in bondage. And it's best done through programming that we subscribe to, because we're trying to find our identity. And unfortunately, we try and find our identity in pleasing others, and looking for validation, and for someone to confirm us as persons within this earth, because we're a lost people, and not understanding why we're a lost people, which is why we seek here on Straight No Chaser to tell you the truth that Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter, has told us that we are under the curses, but we need to understand that we no longer have to be, we don't need to be. All this truth and all of this evidence is now verifiable. If you've never tuned in to Straight No Chaser before, you'll understand that once before we would deal with the social ills of our community, some of our setbacks, some of the plights that we fall into, just to be once again vindicated, validated, confirmed, and accepted by the masses, when all the while they're laughing behind your back because the joke is on you. These are the things that we have to get out of, and these are the things that we become conscious of. Don't just sit up here and talk to pro-black leaders from the 60s talking about, let's find a solution. Frick the solution. Let's get to the core of the problem and what exists. Because the openness of coming into the knowledge of who you are and why you're in the plight that you're in. Because most of the people that sit up here and talk solutions put a spin on the problem and a spin on the solution and keep us in this perpetual cycle of never-ending resolution to the problem where it's never resolved. So the spin cycle continues, just like your dryer. Imagine it never shutting off and the clothes never dry, which has been what is exactly what has happened in the past with all of these so-called black leaders that are actually paid off by the Zionist media, the elite, the Illuminati, and those that seek to keep us repressed and in our captivity and keep us down and keep us blind. But thanks be to the Most High that our people are awakening without the help of any other man, because we serve a jealous Ahayah, Most High, who you call God. But I will not even relegate him to the term God, because there are many gods in this world. He is the one and only Most High, Ahayah, Ashar, Ahayah. Unfortunately, some of my brothers and sisters can't hear me because they're into Kemet, they're into Egyptology, they're into Islam, because you've been so affected by the tainting of false Christianity and these wayward Christians and preachers that you think everything that comes forth that talks about the Most High is religiosity, when you don't understand that we have a Most High. And let me say it to you like this: we have a God, we are his people, and he's given us a law, and we must conform to it, and it has nothing to do with religion that was espoused upon us, beat into us, and thrown upon us to try and get us to conform to slavery, captivity, and to servitude, to build nations and to make people rich. And guess what, Negro? You're still a slave with your big car, your big house, your contract. No matter what you're doing, you're still a slave. But some of you Negroes have sold out. You bourgeois Negroes who are a part of the Bolle system that have been paid off and given everything you want in order to keep our people chasing carrots, chasing a dream, and believing in the farce, the falsehood of this American dream, riches, covetousness, and idolatry to get us to demoralize ourselves and to lust after things that have no substratum, foundation, or purpose within the existence of your life. You were bought here for a purpose, and it's not to chase the riches of this world. That's what Straight No Chaser is about. That's what we talk about. I'm Be the Preacher. I'm your host, and that's what we're getting into. I got a few announcements before we get into a few of the topics that we want to talk about. We're making some changes as we prepare for our Hebrew New Year, which takes place March between the 14th and the 19th. I have the actual dates. We will get into it. Right now, we are in the Gregorian calendar New Year of January, which is coming to an end, and we're already at the end of the month. Don't even tell me that the Most High is not moving time fast, because he said, unless there be a shortness of time, no flesh shall be saved. Because this world is seeking the destruction of our people. And know that at the end of the day, that this war is against our people. Death rates are soaring. Disease is soaring. Everything is soaring. So as we prepare to move into what they call Black History Month, which is a joke because it's the shortest month of the Gregorian calendar year, because they want to sit up here and talk about peanut butter and the dream and the civil rights movement and a little bit of slavery, which is only 1% of who we are as a people. We're going to go ahead and prepare to actually talk about the history of who we are and our people, what happened during the transatlantic slave trade that far outweighs anything about any Holocaust. Over 100 million African Hebrews, black people, murdered and slaughtered during the slave trade. Families destroyed, torn apart, separated, beaten, killed, maimed, boiled, hung. Don't ever forget it, because the Most High is not forgetting it, and he's coming back with vengeance to avenge his people. We're going to talk about history in the coming months. All praises to the Most High. We've got some wonderful hosts and guests that are going to be with us in the next month as we begin to debunk the so-called black history that they give you and let you know who people have traveled from Babylon to Timbuktu as we fled into the Atlas Mountains in 70 AD because of the Roman invasion, as we talk about the destruction of the temple and the Maccabees brothers that withstood that time, as we talk about what happened during 300 BC and 400 BC, we're going to cover in between what they call the Old and New Testament, all of the history that really shows our demise as a people for disobeying the instructions that were given to us by the creator of the universe, the heavens, and the earth, who is our creator, and we are direct descendants of the Most High. That's what you need to know. The brainer to me, but I understand that many people need time to work. People who are so big in every medium, music, arts, sports, thought process, medical, the medical field, science. There's no such thing as coincidence. That's a word that was created. If I was the Most High, I would want a people that excel in everything, not a people that strive to want to be, people that wish to be, like Jewish people that are spoken of in Revelations 2 and 9, Revelations 3 and 9, the synagogue of Satan. Say they are the people, but are not the people that Revelation 3 and 9 tells us will recognize are and will worship at our feet and will say, these are the people of the Most High. So as the month progresses, we will have some guest hosts. We've got a brother by the name of Brother Monte Malak Jackson that will be coming with us on Tuesdays, breaking down some of the Hebrew history in the coming months. Brother's got some great things he's doing, some comic strips, some apps, a lot of illustration techniques, and he's definitely deep into the arts. He'll be breaking down some things. We got a sister that's going to be breaking down some things in the scriptures with the sisters in the scriptures and things that that she's saying. And we're giving her that form and platform to speak because a lot of brothers don't want to step to the plate. Some brothers that even dropped out and straight disappeared don't even want to. Until y'all can stand up and be men that the Most High has counted for, then we're going to get this work done. Got another brother by the name of Yuwanathan Yasharala that's going to be stepping up. Straight No Chaser will still be going forth. But we're going to be debunking and bringing information and history because the Social Change Action Network is not a camp. We're not a church. We're not trying to push anything, raise money, or push our own agenda. It's a platform for those who really want to get the truth out to our people and help Zion, Israel, Kwame Yasharala, Rise Israel, help them to wake up and be counted and come into the knowledge, come back into prominence, as the scripture spoke of that we would do. It's hard enough to be out here by yourself when you're waking up into the truth, because many of your family members don't understand what's going on with you, where you're coming from. But we're here to support you, and we're here to be a platform where you can call and discuss and talk, and maybe we can connect you with some resources, people in your area, baptisms, give you some recommendations. There's so many people saying so many things about go here, flee here, do this. This is the name. We can discuss those things, and we do discuss those things here. But one thing is for sure is that we also want to be able to discuss the fact of the matter that we as a people need to galvanize and come together like a hand into a fist and be prepared to fight this battle, because we are in a warfare right now, believe it or not. Most people don't even want to recognize it, that we are in a warfare, and we've got to be prepared to fight, and there will have to be unity at the forefront. We're going to win this battle. It's been set up for us to win this battle. When I talk about consciousness, Straight No Chaser, we used to deal with a lot of foolishness that takes place in the hood, which still takes place. Because trust me, tonight I'm a little bit livid, upset, actually pissed off about some of the things in the news. But the fact of the matter is that our people are the most scattered into every religion you could possibly think about. We do so many different things to please other nations. And Scripture makes it clear that if we are to follow the ways of the Gentile, that that would lead to our destruction. The whole earth has been turned over into the wicked. We know that Satan is in control. The simple fact that he took our brother Yeshua HaMashiach, Christ, to the top of the mountain and promised to give him the whole world, nations and kingdoms, if he'd bow down and worship him. And in Isaiah, the 14th chapter, he gave out a five-point promise that he would be just like the Most High. So now we've got churches, governments, all religions, and people everywhere worshiping Satan. Demonology is everywhere, and it's subtle, because he's still just as subtle as he was in the garden when he deceived Eve. And I'm going to tell you, you sisters better wake up, because the spirit of Jezebel is strong. Stand down and recognize that he's calling for these men to come into their prominence. If you're standing with a defensive stance, you are not in the right capacity. And I'm pulling to the side to say that. It's a straight no chaser. I ain't got no script. I'm not looking for friends tonight. I'm not looking to be your friend or to make you happy. Straight no chaser. Too many of you Hebrew sisters, and let's not even talk about the rest of these worldly and Christian sisters, since y'all out of control. But too many of y'all are standing in the stead of the Jezebel spirit trying to creep up on you in the spirit of feminism. I'll put the order out there for you once again. Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of the woman, because the woman was created from the man, and the man was created from the dust. And let's get it clear. So I'm not going to even sit up here and compromise with you and say, Christ, get the order right. Willing to let him have his stand, and maybe he will go where he's supposed to go and stand where he's supposed to stand and seek the Most High. I don't care if you have more knowledge than him. Stand down. Where's your humility? It's a trick of the enemy devised to divide our families. And nothing changes with time except understanding of what already exists. Most High said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So this consciousness is not about me trying to become philosophical or give you all of the psychological breakdowns, your disposition, or why you are in the sociological disposition you're in right now based upon your childhood experiences. I'm not going to try and become an ideologue tonight and win your favor by impressing you with some knowledge that has to do with philosophy and ideologies. Because at the end of the day, if you don't know the Most High and he doesn't know you, and you don't have a relationship with him, you're not going to stand if you don't have on the full armor. If you're not keeping the Shabbat and the commandments, which, as I spoke of on the last Shabbat, keeps a hedge around you of protection. And let me assure you, it's something you need. When I look at the news and see that a young lady that performed at the inauguration of President Obama was killed a couple of weeks later in Chicago, and that's the 42nd homicide in Chicago in 30 days, less than 30 days, and that last year 500 people were killed in Chicago, and this is where your so-called president was from, and Rahm Emanuel, his former assistant, is the mayor now, and they're not doing anything to protect you. When I hear about helicopters flying around in Florida, in Miami, and they're practicing war games in the United States, and they're in Texas with black op helicopters, and they're actually firing off rounds to prepare the people for assaults and attacks so that this becomes the norm and they adjust to it, I'm wondering, why the hell are you still in the Matrix? And by the way, congratulations to the sister who wrote the actual script for The Matrix and The Terminator, the sister who wrote it and was robbed for years, who won $2.5 billion. Sister, I pray that you do the right thing with that money and that you don't think it's a payoff or a victory just for you. Because actually the Most High must have showed you favor. Now let's see what you do with it, because we're praying for your protection now, because they don't give up money just to give up money. So we Hebrews know what's happening with you, and we're praying for your protection, because the Most High shined upon you and gave you some insight and knowledge to be able to write a script that actually entails the truth of the matter about the Matrix, red pill, blue pill, and that we're just living in something that we've been put down here to perform. Now let's pray that you do the right thing. Well, all congratulations to you in that victory that was won in the courts from the Wachowski brothers trying to steal something that the Most High gave you. But nevertheless, brothers and sisters, that we are on the precipice, and we stand on the edge of what is known as the end. I can't even say welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. They already know it's over. And to think that they believe that they're going to be able to fight against the return of Christ with their weapons and outer and their modules and satellites, I think that the majority of this stuff has really gotten out of hand as far as the deception has gone. And if you are also one to believe what this world, the illusion that they're setting up, then definitely your sleep and this show, which is meant to slap the hell out of you and wake you up, is what you need, because you're living a lie. A Christian who's a Mason? Is that an oxymoron? When masonry is built on Satanism, and the whole principle of being a Freemason is to hide a secret, and only the white Freemasons and Shriners keep the secret, and they let you black people who are Masons think that you're in on the club, and you're not in the club? No, you're being used. What's the secret that they will kill you for if you're a white Mason and you tell it? The secret is the fact that the black people are the direct descendants of the one true God, the Most High Ahaya, and that their job and duty throughout the universe and every aspect of society is to keep us down, keep us blind, and keep us unaware of the facts and the truth of who we are, so that they can demoralize us, get us to turn our backs on our God, eat all the swine and pig we can eat, break every commandment, so that they will win by default and there'll be nothing for the Most High to come back for. And you want to be a Freemason thinking it's going to give you favor and help you to get a job? Who do you serve? Who is your God? That's the fact of the matter. Who's your God? Who do you serve? Who do you trust in? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We'll be back right at you on the other side. Without
them take you like who them took out. So we'll be waiting there, we are shout. So we'll be waiting there. Clean and pure meditation without a doubt. Don't make them take you like who them took out. So we'll be waiting there, we are shout. So we'll be waiting there. Got to keep on walking on the road to Zion.
Religious and blasphemous. In my lifetime, I look back at past I was, where savages fought and pastors taught, prostitutes stomping high heel boots, and badges scream at young black children. Stop, or I will shoot. I look back and cook crack, touch cars that pass by, Jaguars, mad fly, and I'm guilty for materialism. Blacks are still up in the prison. Trust that. So save me your sorries. I'm raising an army, revolutionary warfare with Damian Marley. Sparking the irons, marching the Zion. You know how nines be, and why see the state of mind.
In this world of calamity, dirty looks and judges and jealousy, and police where you abuse their majority. Media comes when I know about variety. Single parents that need some charity. You send it some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, by any plan and any means and strategy. Say, I got to keep on walking.
Because they understand we are waking up as a people with knowledge they never foresaw, but suspected from our records, our Hebrew history book that they call a Bible, that we would eventually wake up and this is the time that it's happening. I do not ascribe to any religions or religious beliefs. If I were to call myself a Christian, it would be the Christianity that existed before 70 AD, before Constantine came and meshed it with paganism, and these other paganists changed our Sabbath day to the first day, Sunday, and abolished our commandments, our statutes, and laws that the Most High gave us as a people, as a family, as a mishpachah. I don't like to get too preachy on Thursdays, but there's some basic information that sometimes I got to pass out to you until you tune into the Shabbat shows. We're on the cusp, the precipice of a race war and some type of red flag event, because there are internment camps set up. We have foreign troops and boots on the soil of the United States. War games and exercises in various states. Drones are flying. The NDAA has been passed. Guillotines and death trains are there. Poisons, toxins, vaccinations, forced vaccinations, and also hundreds of killings in every state by gunshot violence so that they can prepare to take guns away from people so that in the case of tyranny, we have no way of protecting ourselves. They have come up with technology to be able to deal with those who have guns that are unregistered, where they can detect you wearing a gun from millions of miles away, and they'll be stop checking and searching people for weapons randomly. So we're in a police state. Our food is bad. Our water is bad. People are living longer, so they want to make sure that they die faster. They're experimenting on people in hospitals, doctors, dentists, chemtrails with all of the metals, which has produced a new disease called Morgellons disease, where fibers, metallic strands are coming out of people's skins, which are turning people into cyborgs, where they're able to, once they're chipped, I mean, with the metal that's inside your body, I did a show last week about all the various RFID chips that are available and that are coming out, and some are even attached to your medicine, prescription medicine, pharmakia, where they would start to force you to take your medicine that has an RFID chip inside the medicine, which is the size of a granule of sand, dust. They can do that with your medicine. Imagine what they can do with the GMO foods or your regular foods, a bag of potato chips. So we need to understand, it's not Disneyland. You need to understand what time you're living in. Because when things happen, I need you to take a moment before we get into this whole trending thing. You just take a minute and think about any earthquake you've been in, when 9/11 happened, when Katrina hit. When all those things transpired, they happened just so quick, so immediately, you were in awe. You were in shock. So they've spent years to numb you, desensitize you through movies, through media, video games, to traumatic events, because traumatic events cause you to compartmentalize aspects of your brain. And when you begin to compartmentalize aspects of your brain, it causes schizophrenia, and you have repressed memories, thoughts that would also allow for demonic possession, maybe? Yes, because in the Bible, you should read about all the people that were possessed with demons and how Christ handled them. But what you should pay attention to is the fact of and the way they acted. Read about the man in the garden that tore himself, had on chains, would break the chains, and ran around naked, and nobody would come near him. But when Christ came on the scene, he ran and bowed down and worshiped. This is the same thing we've seen with the so-called zombies and all that. There'll be no zombies. People are opening themselves up to be possessed by demons. And if you ask me, a lot of people have noticed that everybody's on edge. Everybody's quick to snap. And everybody's in this total disposition of fear, because they have no trust in the Most High. They have no peace, no relationship, no idea what's getting ready to transpire, because they put their hope and trust in a government, in this world, and into a superficial, artificial high that only lasts temporarily. People totally immerse themselves into sexual activity, into superficial dispositions through chemical substances, whether it be alcohol or the GMO marijuana. Don't forget what I said last week. GMO marijuana. Over 11,000 hospital emergency visits for just marijuana, because it's not grown from the ground. It's made in a lab, which is why they have so many various different types that they put names on out of a store that you have to get a cannabis card for. It's altering your DNA structure and your mind. So they're just waiting for people to start snapping. And when these people snap, there's a spirit of anxiety, oppression, and possession that will come on them, and you become open portals for demons, because more demons are going to become more pervasive and invading this world, because the spirit of grace, mercy, and the Ruach, HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, is beginning to pull back as we prepare for the coming of Christ. Christ is not coming back with this. I'm so sick of you Freemason Christians talking about God is so much love and you're so much love and forgive me and all that stuff. You better understand that there's another Most High, a higher that you know nothing about, that doesn't play, that was ready to destroy the children of Israel, but Moses talked him out of it. He repented. That said, he loved Jacob and hated Esau, and that hates drunkenness, effeminism, worldliness. He has nothing to do with it. Blasphemy, he'll have nothing to do with it. He'll destroy you and kill you. I don't know why everybody wants to make him this peace, hippie, skip through the daisies, playing a harp type dude that has nothing to do with the Most High I serve. He's righteous and just. He is just. I mean, he'll give you a shot. But don't play with it. So, brothers and sisters, it's a little bit different tonight. I told you this show was unscripted, but I got things on my mind when I think about people just, when I think about 500 people killed in Chicago, and I think about what's getting ready to happen to this world. Mistakes, my mistakes.
man saying those are rag and Mali.
Let the Lucha bless and no man curse Babylon.
Alright, now go say for them all that work there watching who's working the hardest. Cause I'm a jump at anything that's ruffling the grass. And them never yet judge the other creatures of the power.
Watch
the
reapers, watch you, so don't be surprised and we are harmless.
So I prefer home and pockets of a tizzy tower rust in my wallet. Truth to the man not perfect, but our flows are always flawless. One room at a time is where the shocker, where the pallet.
Gentleness is godliness, so keep it clean with your
hands. Welcome to sweeping up his pot, get rid of filthiness and garbage. Such buckles as I want, they plan, give them no up full life while honest. Office of a boarding ship is heading to the land of promise.
Let's go, let's go.
Outweigh anything and they beat it out of our people. Now all you want to do is get better. And he's a loving God. And this is, you live in Babylon. You live in a world that is controlled by Satan and his synagogue of Satan that are leading you down slip to your destruction. Wake the hell up. This is Straight No Chaser. I'm Vita Purr. I ain't got all night to play with you, so I'm going to tell you the truth. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Truth is a journey, not a destination. I have love for you.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us sweet where I am. Mother, mother.